With us now to break down tomorrow's game, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel. Good morning, Jones.
Chris, good morning. And, man, after a month of the Tar Heels having a tough time on the field, it was a nice reminder that it really is in athletics the number one rule: winning's better than losing. And it was certainly great to see Carolina put together what I thought was its most complete performance of the year, and really dominated that game against Virginia. Of course, highlighted, Chris, by those defensive line performance, the 10 sacks, which is the most for Carolina in a game since 2000, tied for the most in a game this year by an FBS team. And you know, that disruption by Carolina's defensive front really dominated that game and allowed Carolina's offense to continue to just play steady and balance football and pull away as that game went along. And a couple splash plays in there. There was a pick six for Carolina. So, yeah, it was just a really impressive performance. And so now, of course, the question becomes, can Carolina carry that over, and can this be a consistent thing that you see from the Heels over the final month of the regular season? Or was it just one game where they played really well? And so, of course, their hope is that you're not going to get 10 sacks and a pick six and all those things every single game, of course, but can you do some of those repeatable things again to put yourself in a good position to be victorious? And Tar Heels hope to do something similar coming up tomorrow afternoon in Tallahassee.
You know, you're looking at the schedule, Jones, some favorable games down the stretch for Carolina. Still a chance for the Tar Heels to put together a really nice season.
Come on, Chris. It's absolutely the truth. And, you know, I've said it with you a couple times as we've moved through the year that, you know, every game on Carolina's schedule, this goes back to the very beginning of the season. Every game on Carolina's schedule is winnable. Every game, of course, is also losable, and it's really up to Carolina. I think the Tar Heels, if they can play close to their capability, the Tar Heels have a very good chance to win every game they have left. Florida State, struggling right now, very talented, but struggling, coming up tomorrow afternoon. Then you've got Wake Forest in Chapel Hill. You go up to BC, who's having a better season, but a winnable game. And then you always have what's always a 50-50 game against NC State to close the year. And so the Tar Heels still have plenty to play for. You got a couple rivalry games in that last sequence. You can easily get yourself bowl eligible. You can easily get to eight, well, easily maybe not, but you can get to eight wins if you run the table in the regular season, which is a solid year. And so for Carolina, I do think they looked at that open date, Chris, the one that came between the Georgia Tech and the Virginia game, as a restart and a reboot to the year, and said, look, you hadn't played as well as you wanted. Nothing you can do about that now. All you can do now is look forward and let's really close the season strong, which has been the charge the entire way. From training camp on, Carolina wanted to find a way to be better at the end of the season than it was at the beginning, and to close the year strong. That doesn't mean they were trying to lose games early or not play well early, but they wanted to be playing their best this time of year, because that hasn't been the case the last couple of seasons, and we'll find out. He got off to a good start, but we'll find out if that's the case this season.
You mentioned a couple things. What are the biggest keys, though, for Carolina on Saturday against this Florida State team that's not having the year we expect to see from an FSU squad?
I think it really comes down to the line of scrimmage. When Carolina has the ball, Florida State's defense is very good, and their defensive line is really good. And so can Carolina hold its own up front with a young but I think really improving, Chris, offensive line, and allow themselves to be able to run the football and then build off that run, all the kind of basic football things that if you're a football fan that you understand and know. And then on the other side, that's really where Florida State is. Yeah, because the Noles are just 1-7, mm-hmm. Chris, through eight games. That's where their struggles have really been. They've had seven different combinations on the offensive line through eight games. Man, that's hard to get some continuity when you're having to plug different guys in or play guys at multiple positions or whatever it might be. That's really hard on the offensive line. And then you mix in the fact that the quarterback play has not been very consistent or at the high level this year. DJ Uiagalelei, a familiar name, of course, the former Clemson quarterback, had gone to Oregon State, now at Florida State, started the year at that position, was okay, not spectacular, okay, but then he got hurt, and since then, the last month, Florida State's been switching between a redshirt freshman, Brock Glenn, and a true freshman, Luke Cromenhawk, at that QB spot, so you got inexperienced quarterbacks, behind an offensive line that's been switching guys around and trying to find a healthy combo to put out there, you can understand why their offense has struggled. So can Carolina, coming off a game where it had all that defensive line success, can it replicate something similar coming up tomorrow afternoon?
Let me let you go with this thought, Jones, kind of shifting gears on you. Carolina basketball opens the season Monday. Tar Heels ranked number 9 in the preseason, hosting Elon at the Smith Center Monday night. Just a thought on Coach Davis's team as you head toward a basketball season that starts Monday.
Yeah, it was fun to see him play this past Sunday in the Smith Center against Johnson C. Smith. And it was interesting, Chris. First 8 minutes or so of that game, Carolina was leading, but you know, by a couple of points. And it was just because Carolina had much better players than Johnson C. Smith. And Hubert Davis said that in a huddle there at around that timeout, he kind of charged his team to, hey, let's go. Let's play well. Let's start doing some things that we want to do to help us win this game, not just because we have an inherent advantage. And, man, the Heels really ratcheted up the defensive pressure. They got out and ran, and it was like an all-star game, a dunk contest at one point. Chris, just dunk after dunk and lobs all over the place, and Heels having a fun time against a team, again, that they were much more talented than. So it really is a nice snapshot. This team has a lot of athleticism, a lot of talent, but it's got to defend, and it's got to rebound. And if it does those two things at a high level, it has a chance to have a really high-level season because they've got some good players. Sure.
All right, Jones, appreciate the time as always. Have a good call tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chris. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.